Can I get a level on you guys really fast? Just say something in the mic.
Yep. Today is Halloween. One of my children will be trick-or-treating.
All right, you, sir.
And I was going to be the Joker for class.
Oh, really? You're yeah. going to be? Are yeah. you still going to? Time to put it on?
Not really. I'm missing class, but it's okay.
Oh, why so serious?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. That's a Joker reference.
Right. Yeah. You'd be a good Joker there, Jason.
I already am. Yeah.
I don't know. Just like put on a costume.
More like Heath Ledger or like Jack Nicholson? What do you think?
I think you could do the best of both.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
And everyone knows why it's so serious for Heath, but my underrated line with Jack Nicholson, he goes, "This town needs an enema."
No, that was really good.
Yeah, or have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? All right.
Right.
All right, let's go. Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Julie Kent, Artistic Director of the Washington Ballet.
And...
Rafael Bejarano, Studio Company Dancer.
And we are talking the newest program, Contemporary Masters, sort of the big fall showcase here, which is going to be over at the Shakespeare Theater, not Kennedy Center. Make sure you go to the right place, Wednesday through Sunday. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
You're welcome. Thrilled
to
be here.
It's always awesome when you're in here. So, Julie, tell us sort of the idea behind this.
So, the whole program is continuing on building the repertoire of Washington Ballet and focusing on master works, master choreographers. So last year we focused a lot on Russian masters and John Cranko and Frederick Ashton, Balanchine, Jerome Robbins. And this year we wanted to dedicate a program to American modern dance masters and really celebrate and introduce to our dancers and the audience the impact that these choreographers had on the whole trajectory of dance in this country and how they influence and impacted and sort of crossed over into their work, crossed in over into the realm of classical ballet. They are all three iconic American modern dance choreographers, but in this evening you see some of their masterpieces that really lend themselves well to the classical ballet technique. And so Duets is a little jewel by Merce Cunningham. This is the centennial anniversary of Merce Cunningham's birth. So we're part of a worldwide celebration of his work. It is two music with his longtime partner, John Cage. So one of Merce Cunningham's sort of approach to dance was that it really existed in time and space on its own, that music existed in one parallel sort of plane and dance in the other. And so while they're both sort of coexisting in the performance, they really are unrelated. And so it's a really fascinating, joyful experience to watch because you... it's almost like the divinity in math or algebra, you know, when you see those kind of mathematical equations and you understand how beautifully cerebral they are.
Okay.
So there's an element of joy and fascination there.
Explain what you go into that a little more. Explain what you mean by where it was a time when the music and the dance were on different planes.
Right. So basically.
And how does that actually manifest itself with what we're watching?
Well, what happens with the music is that we have four different tracks that are manipulated by engineering people, engineering sort of musical engineers on the side of the stage, and they are random. It's random manipulation of the music.
Okay.
The dance is taught to rhythms. So we rehearse it to silence,
mm-hmm.
and we're taught the steps in rhythms of ba 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 or fast and slow, and the rhythms change throughout the dance. Now you slow down, then you speed up, and so you see this really strong relationship between your partner and yourself.
Okay.
Hence the name Duets.
Right.
There, it's six different duets, and then at the end, everybody comes together.
Okay.
And then you have this really interesting manipulation of music and sound that just happens at the same time. Whereas the first piece that we opened the program with to Mark Morris, who has his own Mark Morris dance group for probably 30 years now, he has the score in front of him when he choreographs. So his work is all very much inspired by the music, and the okay. music and the dance are very much sisters, and it's like a visual poem is what his work is like. And then we finish with Paul Taylor's Company B to the Andrews Sisters, celebrating the sort of...
like a wartime.
Yeah, it's this sort of invincible optimism of the U.S. in the 40s, but there's also the dark side of the realities of the tragedy and of what was happening in the war. And so there's a light and dark play off each other. So it's not, it's very thoughtful. It's and joyful, but at the same time, it's not one-dimensional. And it's like most of Mr. Taylor's work, extremely athletic and demanding. It really takes the dancers to a whole other level of exhaustion.
We're gonna see sweat and bullets in that.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes, lots of turns.
Not intended.
You'll definitely see the spray.
So like wear like a little guard in the front row, like Gallagher with the watermelon.
Maybe.
More. But the point is that we are going to be in awe of the athleticism.
I think it's a really beautiful program to showcase the spectrum of these three choreographers, and also our company, our incredibly talented company. And we start the evening with Point Shoes, Duets is in Bare Feet, and then we finish in with Company B with Soft Shoes that with the small heel that sort of reflect more pedestrian footwear.
So not combat boots.
No. Can't turn. Minds, you can't turn so well in those.
Yeah,
so.
They're kind of stompy. They're kind of loud.
Like you would know?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, good point. You, sir, are you in both of them? Are you or are you in duets? Or which of these pieces are you
going to be? I'm dancing duets.
Okay. And so tell us about your particular role in duets.
Well, I'm doing duets number 3. I like this duet because it's kind of slow. It's more kind of like a dash section of the whole piece. And it was challenging because I'm dancing with Katia, one of the most strongest dancers in the company. And we had to connect with each other without the music. And then now that we're doing it on stage, we don't have the mirror to follow each other. So we have to sense each other. So I think that's pretty cool, honestly.
Awesome. How long have you been with Washington Ballet?
Well, this is my second season in the studio company.
Cool. And tell us a little bit of a backstory, like before that, where'd you come from?
Well, I'm from Mexico. I'm from Guadalajara, Jalisco. I was in the Washington School of Ballet for 3 years, and then Miss Kent hired me in the studio company last season.
Awesome. And how exciting is it to be here, actually, like now for good?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. It's a dream come true for me.
And what makes Julie so great to work with?
Everything. Her experience, the way that she communicates to her dancers. She's always so inspiring in her classes. Whenever she's around, you feel this energy that she expires, giving you motivation in order to improve, to be a better person, dancer, artist, everything. I love working in the Washington Ballet.
Awesome. And just sort of in closing, like if our listeners have heard this, they're intrigued, why should they come out?
You'll experience something you never have experienced before. You'll be moved and you'll celebrate what it is to be human. And that's really the mm-hmm. role of what art is supposed to play in civilization. So put your screen down and come watch the curtain rise.
That's brilliant. I love that line. And then what's coming up? Well, we have, what's after this? Nutcracker?
Nutcracker! Come once, come twice, come 3 times. Bring everyone, bring the family, bring your elderly grandmother, bring your nephews and nieces. It's so fun.
It is.
But first, come out to Duets in Company B, which is part of Contemporary Masters
yes,
at the Shakespeare Theater.
Drink to me only with thine eyes. Don't you want to see what that is? What?
Explain.
Drink to me only with thine eyes. It's a poem from the 17th century that inspires this work. But I mean, I just love saying it. I feel
say it once more.
Drink to me only with thine eyes.
And the actual, the next line of the poem was, put thy screen down and raise thy curtain.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.